There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're going to look now in detail at the near decade-long debt saga that is now testing Saudi Arabia's new bankruptcy laws. The kingdom's first bankruptcy case has gone into court. We're going to find out what's happening now with Simon Charlton, the Chief Restructuring Officer and Acting Chief Executive at Ahmed Hamad Ghassebi, Al Ghassebi and Brothers. Simon, it's lovely to have you in our studio again. Thanks
Good
for joining
morning.
Us.
Thank you.
Before we chat about what's happening in what is now the case is going through court, do you want to just remind us of the situation, how we got here?
We 10 years in May, the group went into a situation with about $9 billion in debt. The Saad group also went into default, another probably $10 billion or more in debt. So we have a $20 billion situation, 10 years old. And for the last 10 years, I think us, the banks, and the Saad group have been trying to come to a resolution. We filed for bankruptcy protection and a settlement on the 2nd of December, first time that's been done in Saudi Arabia. And we had our first court hearing before the commercial court in Dammam last Wednesday.
And this, as you say, is the first filing under these new bankruptcy laws. What have you actually applied for? What kind of protection have you applied for?
So there are various different regimes you can apply for. You can apply for a liquidation, you can apply for a restructuring, or you can apply to have a settlement approved. And we've spent probably the best part of the last 4 years negotiating a settlement with about 100 banks all over the world. We were before the enforcement court and it became clear that they weren't going to endorse the settlement without unanimous support. And thankfully, the government in Saudi Arabia introduced a bankruptcy law this year under which if you can have a majority support, you can have what they call a cram down and force that on dissenting creditors. So we applied for that on the 2nd of December.
Is there a suggestion in that ruling that the banks could have to give you money back, that they were aware of where Manal Saniya's money came from?
One of the advantages of the bankruptcy law, which was something that definitely appealed to us, is it focuses on equality and fair treatment of creditors. And I think that's going to be one of the defining features and one of the big tests for Saudi Arabia. There's been a concern, particularly on the part of international lenders, that perhaps the Saudi banks would be preferred. And to date, the government hasn't given any indication of that, and we hope that under this law, the fair treatment will mean that banks who have preferred themselves, who have taken assets previously, will be forced to return those and that those assets will be shared equally. So it's not really directed towards the Al Saniya group, but more towards some of the Saudi banks that we say have preferred themselves, and we think those assets should be given back and shared with everybody.
So what happened on Wednesday?
It was an interesting day. We showed up in court. It looked just like every other court I've ever been in Saudi Arabia, which didn't fill me with a huge amount of optimism. But luckily, the judge was very well read. He was quite young, but he knew the law. He knew what we were doing there. He seemed very on top of it. So I was impressed by that. I was also impressed by the enthusiasm with which he wanted to move this forward. And he said he wanted this done within 6 months. And he set the first hearing for the 31st of December, which, of course, is New Year's Eve. So we managed to get an extra 7 days, and we're now on the 7th of January, by which time we have to have notified all of our creditors anywhere in the world, which will be quite a task. We also have to appoint an administrator, a trustee in bankruptcy, to review our petition. And then we go back on the 7th of January. And if we pass that test, then within 40 days of that, we have to have a vote of creditors, after which, if the settlement is approved, we can start making distributions to creditors.
And you've been in London over the weekend speaking to creditors. How did that go?
Yep. I was in Saudi on Wednesday. I flew up to London on Thursday. A lot of our debt's been purchased by the distressed desks and the hedge funds in London, so I felt it was important to see them. I would say there was a concern about starting a new process in Saudi, but I think generally everybody's pretty excited and optimistic, particularly given the events of last Wednesday. And, you know, I'm hoping we will get their support and the support of the banks in the region to move this forward.
So what are the next steps? You've got that court date for the 7th of January. What do you do now?
Yep. notify our creditors, and that has to be done through a formal process, but also through a more informal outreach. And that's, you know, given the holiday period, contacting 100 different banks around the world, that'll be no small feat. We also have to appoint a trustee to review our petition and really just get out there, put the word out and get people interested in what we're doing and signed up to the settlement.
What's happening to that debt at the moment, Simon? You say it's very actively traded on the secondary market, which is quite a hard concept to get one's head around. In simple terms, like how many cents in the dollar is it trading at the moment? What kind of ballpark figures can you give us?
You know, right now I think the Ahab debt is probably at around 13 to 15 cents in the dollar. We had got as high as 18 to 20. I think it's important to remember most banks have written that down to zero. The secondary market's become quite important in the Middle East. And, you know, the active trading of that debt does give people the opportunity to get out if they don't want to stay in. So it's become quite I'd say about a third of our debt now is probably held by the secondary market. So it's become quite an important part of what we're doing. And they're also very proactive in trying to get to an exit.
Does this latest process bring you any closer to perhaps retrieving more money from Marnell Sonea?
Well, we sure hope so. You know, we hold him primarily responsible. We have a judgment against him for $2.5 billion, which is currently going through the enforcement process, which again will be a first for Saudi Arabia. It'll be the first time that a Cayman Islands judgment will be recognised in Saudi. And then that judgment will then form part of the process in the liquidation of the Saad Group. So we're hoping that that will be a major source of recovery for our creditors.
I mean, in terms of recovery, I mean, this relationship, if you're sort of effectively going to get money back from the Saudi banks, what's the relationship between Ahab and those Saudi banks going to be going forward when the company needs them for loans or whatever else in the future?
I mean, I think to be very clear, it's not all of the Saudi banks, and some of the Saudi banks we do have a reasonably good relationship with. And I'm hoping that going forward, once we emerge from this, that the group will have access to credit so that it can continue to grow its businesses.
Before we let you go, Simon, what are the international implications here for other organisations who might be watching what happens with this case?
You know, I think it's become quite an important focus point. If you're looking to invest in Saudi Arabia, and we all know that the vision of the Crown Prince and the government is to attract inward investment, and I think having an exit when things go wrong and showing the world that there will be a fair treatment of creditors is a very important test for Saudi Arabia. So I think people are watching this pretty closely.
Simon Charlton, Chief Restructuring Officer and Acting Chief Executive of Ahmed Al-Ghusaibi and Brothers. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.